This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're here at HempFest, the New Hampshire HempFest, where, you know, there's a lot of change that still needs to happen here in New Hampshire. We were just talking about some of that with one of the organizers of HempFest, Rick Naya, who spent the last hour with us. So if you missed it, of course, you can always grab our archives later on tonight over at freetalklive.com. You can, you know, subscribe to our podcast. You can download directly. You can listen live. You can listen later. We've got a bunch of different ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears. In fact, we'll tell you about our on-demand listen line a little bit later on tonight. With you in the studio, you've got me, Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And we've got some folks waiting patiently to get on the air with us here. I believe Ralph in New Jersey has been there and been waiting through that conversation with Rick. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live, and then coming up, we'll tell you about the DEA and one of their corrupt agents. But go ahead, Ralph. Do we have Ralph in New Jersey? If so, I'm not hearing him. Ralph in New Jersey going once. Ralph in New Jersey going twice. We're going to put Ralph back on hold. Maybe there's some sort of technical difficulty. We'll try Ricky here. We're connected. We are connected to the network, so that's a good sign. Let's try Ricky, see if he's there with us. Ricky, are you on the line?
I'm here, Ricky. Brother.
Yeah, we got Ricky. All right, go ahead. You're on the air.
I'm here. Well, you know, it's a shame I didn't talk to Rick. I wish I could have, but, you know, I mentioned a while back, and, you know, I talked to Mark about, and it's an interesting point, you know, I was deputized on the 23rd of July. It's really interesting because, you know, I have jurisdiction.
No, it really isn't. I'll tell you that. It's not. It's really not interesting that you were deputized. You've talked about it like five times now.
Well, I think it's interesting when it comes to cannabis.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to hear about. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I mean, before I took the oath three times, you know, I was forthcoming about anything that may have happened. Now, you know, I have issues with my eyes. I have RP. I've mentioned that. And cannabis really helps me. And now, one thing he was asking me about anything like that, and I said, well, and they asked me how long. He said, a couple months. You know, money tight, you know what I mean? And
hold on, I don't know what you mean. Wait, are you saying the police or the sheriff asked you about that? Asked you about cannabis use?
No, that was actually the parole board who actually deputized me.
Oh, okay.
Now, the parole board.
Now,
and they asked you if you used, if they used, what did they do? Ask you if you used any drugs, or what was the question?
They asked me openly if anything on my record before I do anything. Now, here's one point, Ian. Now, when it comes to Commonwealth law, and this is the interesting point. Now, if you go back in history, now, I know you're talking about the Liquor Control Board. That's one of the blemishes here on PA. You know, back in time, you know, Alexander Hamilton was the first one to put tax out there on alcohol. And that was the beginning that turned into the Liquor Control Board. Now, when I was asked about things when I was took the oath, you know, I said, it's been a couple of months, good enough. Now, see here, the problem is, you see, it's not against Commonwealth law. See, now, I was talking on your show before about different things that are state things and stuff like that. See, and I swore off, you know, because...
You swore off what?
Cannabis, because, see, not that I'd get in any kind of trouble, because it's not against Commonwealth law, but the state...
It's against the law in Pennsylvania to...
You can be assured the cannabis is against the law
or possess cannabis.
Hold on. Now, the state says one thing... The Commonwealth says the other. Now, I have jurisdiction.
What the hell?
But you're always the one saying that Pennsylvania is a Commonwealth, and I'm telling you that Pennsylvania has laws. The legislature of Pennsylvania has passed laws to prohibit the possession
of cannabis. I'd love to see Ricky in court making this argument to a judge, you know? Like, thanks for the call there, Ricky. I'd love to see that. on video. Like, no, sir, this court is a court of the Commonwealth. This court is not a court of the state, I tell you.
I mean, I've been deputized by the parole board.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. I think we got Rusty there in Texas. Rusty, one of the Texas secessionists, you're on the air here on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Howdy, guys.
Hey there.
I love the broadcast today. I got a call from the people in Texas trying to get hemp down here, and they're organizing. So that was just the other day. Just
I bet we'll beat Texas on that one. I hope we do.
I 100% believe y'all will. But I'm calling because town next to me, Woodville, Texas, they actually got a similar type vehicle to a Bearcat, and the population of the town is 2,500 people. And my understanding is that with a federal grant, the federal surplus, they didn't want it. They wanted something like a Hummer or armored vehicle that's smaller, but the government gave them this big military vehicle for free. It just seems a little ridiculous to me that a town of 2,500 people has this military vehicle. That's
what they need a Hummer for. I mean, a Bearcat isn't that much bigger than a Hummer. What they need a Hummer for? It's 2,500 people. You could practically give everybody a ride in it.
They claim it's for serving high-risk warrants, but the incidence rate of that, the frequency out here is just so low. You could get that from, like, bigger cities around us could provide that a lot easier.
High-risk warrants. Are they just going to stick the warrant on the antenna and drive up to somebody's house? I mean, exactly what good is a bulletproof vehicle when serving warrants? That
good
way you
question.
Can run out to it and hide behind it or something?
Yeah, I don't know. That I talked to the police chief, and I don't know if he was being, kind of smart with me, but he was like, well, I wish it had a little openings on the sides where we can just taser people. And I was like, you're so full of it, man.
Wait, we're talking about the Bearcat?
No, he says they have something similar to a Bearcat. They probably have an MRAP.
No, they haven't.
Well, that's a totally different thing. I mean, the MRAP is mine-resistant. The Bearcat is not mine-resistant.
Right, but the Bearcat, the ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck, comes built with
gun ports
right. on the side, plus the turret on top.
I think the turret's additional. You can add a gun turret up there. I don't think it comes with
No, it comes with the pop-up thing. Like, it doesn't come with a mounted gun,
okay,
but it comes with the...
It's still called a turret, because it spins.
I see.
Because you can put an officer with a gun behind it.
So you're not talking about the Bearcat. You're talking about something else that you don't recall what it is, Rusty?
No, it has a turret there. It has a turret port at the top. The turret's not there. It doesn't have any gun ports on it. 6 to 8 feet off the ground. Tires are about, they're big. They're about like 4 feet in diameter, but it has a back hatch that opens up where apparently they can put the officers in.
What was the name of the town again?
Woodville.
Woodville?
Yeah, Texas. There's something coming out in the newspaper about it tomorrow. They've only had.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to see what this particular piece of hardware is. I mean, we've seen this happen again and again with the federal government spending taxpayer dollars on towns. In Keene's case, we've got 23,000 people, and there's been one murder in the last 15 years,
and that was done by the police.
No. I'm counting the one murder that was not done by the police. If you count the police, then there's like three.
The guy that got run over the bicycle?
Come
on, that's suspicious, man.
What are you talking about? I don't know what that one is.
The owner, Tony Clamato's.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if that's been
girlfriend
called
squished
a murder. I'm talking about an actual murder. The dude that got stabbed. There was a drug deal that went bad, and one of the dudes got stabbed, and he ended up dying.
I think that there's been more than one murder in 10 years in Keene.
Again, if you don't count the police, I don't know if there has been. But anyway, they bring these military vehicles in there, and the federal government gives out these grants, big money, $300,000 or so for a Bearcat. And one of the things that they'll do in this agreement, because there's strings attached, it's not just that the local police department is getting a free Bearcat. They have to pay the upkeep for that Bearcat. And The Bearcat has to be available for the federal government's use whenever they want it. So basically, the local police department is the keeper of a federal vehicle that the feds can then utilize at any time. So the feds don't have to actually do the upkeep. The local boys do, and they can just saunter into town and use it any time. Well, a drug raid or whatever.
The way Keene has turned this profitable is they charge the local municipalities $100 per year for the right to be able to use it should they have a situation.
Right. And again, the feds get to use it anytime they want. Rusty, thanks for calling tonight here. I appreciate it, and feel free to update us as this continues to develop. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Governor Gary Johnson, I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do not have Skype. You can't call us there. So if you're trying us on Skype, sorry. We're on location at Rogers Campground for New Hampshire Hemp Fest, the third ever Hemp Fest in New Hampshire, already having risen to one of the top 10 in the country, according to, I forget the site that Rick was citing earlier.
Cannabis Now magazine.
Yeah, okay. That sounds right. And it's great to be here. We got here earlier this afternoon, got the studio set up in our normal location, and very, very excited to experience New Hampshire Hemp Fest this weekend. You can join us. It's not too late. In fact, it hasn't even officially started. Tomorrow is the first day, and it's going to be four full days, actually Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, four full days of music. I mean, band after band after band. It's one concert location, so that's good. They're not mixed, you know, there's not different stages. You're either going to be interested in the band or you're just going to go hang out with people at Hempfest. So there's a ton of bands that are going to be here. You mentioned, Daryl, you're looking forward to the body painting.
Yes.
That's going to be going on. And I don't have the website in front of me, but there's just a bunch of stuff that's happening here. Go to nhhempfest.com. You can learn more about this event. Daryl, there's a story you've been wanting to share with us here for a little while on Free Talk Live that we haven't gotten to, and I hope that we can at least hammer out a good chunk of it here tonight, because I realize it's probably detailed about the DEA agent, Karl Mark Force IV, who was convicted on a guilty plea of corruption charges in the federal government for the way he handled the Ross Ulbricht Silk Road case, which is, of course, a relevant topic here as we're at New Hampshire Hemp Fest. We're going to be talking about prohibition and how terrible it is. But meanwhile, prohibition's still happening, and Ross Ulbricht, of course, is a hero. He's currently in federal prison and is sentenced there for the rest of his life because he ran a website. And that website allowed people to purchase things like drugs using Bitcoin, and they came after him for it. But in that process, it was discovered that a couple of the agents who had conducted the investigation, one of them a DEA agent, another a Secret Service agent, had been very, very naughty and had helped themselves to hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of Bitcoin and did other corrupt things. So you've got the story.
Yes, and the story is actually exposing how the DEA special agent, Karl Force, wound up getting caught. Comes from Ars Technica.
Perfect name for a cop, too.
They say DEA Special Agent Karl Force wanted his money, real cash, not numbers on a screen, and he wanted it fast. Although, isn't, you know, like U.S. dollars basically just, you know, numbers on a screen when you log into your bank account
yep,
to check
right.
your balance? It continues. It was October 2013, and Force had spent the past couple of years working on a Baltimore-based task force investigating the Darknet's biggest drug site, Silk Road. During that time, he had also carefully cultivated several lucrative side projects, all connected to Bitcoin, the digital currency that he was convinced would make him rich. One of those schemes...
He was convinced it would make him rich, but he wanted his money in cold, hard cash.
Yes.
Okay.
One of those schemes had been ripping off the man who Silk Road, or rather who ran the Silk Road, called Dread Pirate Roberts. The plan was falling apart. As it turns out, the largest online drug market in history had been run by a 29-year-old man, Ross Ulbricht, who was not as safe behind his screen as he imagined. Ulbricht had been arrested earlier that month in the San Francisco Public Library by federal agents with guns drawn. Now government prosecutors were sifting through a mountain of evidence, and Force could only guess at how big it was. The FBI got around Ulbricht's encryption on his Samsung Z700 laptop with street-level tactics.
Yeah.
Two agents distracted him, and a third grabbed the laptop.
He was in a public library at the time.
Yes. The kingpin had been caught red-handed, putting commands into the Silk Road's website when he was handcuffed.
Damn.
Force had been treating Ulbricht like his personal Bitcoin ATM for several months by this point, attempting to extort Dread Pirate Roberts one day and wrangling Bitcoin bribes for fake information the next. Now Force didn't want to be holding those Bitcoins anymore. He opened an account with Bitstamp, a Slovenia-based Bitcoin exchange, where he thought he could turn coins into cash quickly and quietly. But when Force opened Bitstamp account 557042 on October 12th, 2013, it sealed his fate. He had tricked Ulbricht into paying him more than 1,200 Bitcoin, the equivalent of about $700,000. Trying to launder those ill-gotten gains through Bitstamp was about as poor a choice as Force could make, though the agent could not have known that at the time. The investigation of Force ultimately led to a second agent, Sean Bridges, who worked on the same task force and ran an even more lucrative scheme. Incredibly, the two agents were stealing in parallel, friendly co-workers, both tasked on the same case, each apparently unaware of the other person's scheme.
Interesting.
One person who helped the government's case believes there is even more corruption inside the task force than those two agents. Neither Bridges nor Force responded to interview requests from Ars Technica.
From prison, because they're both there.
Force opened his account on Bitstamp as Eladio Guzman Fuentes, an undercover identity that he used in his work as a DEA agent. He had a Maryland driver's license, proof of residency, and Social Security card all connected to Fuentes, and he thought that he was in the clear. He was not.
So he used his government-issued fakes, basically, to open up this Bitstamp account.
He attempted to.
Okay.
George Frost, who is the general counsel for Bitstamp, happens to be a journalist-turned-attorney who handles all legal matters for the company, said that some of the stuff did not look quite right. In an interview with Ars Technica, he says, "I can't tell you exactly how, but we knew that they were sophisticated forgeries." Frost confronted Force, who quickly fessed up. He showed Bitstamp his real ID, a Baltimore water bill, and his badge. In an email that Frost provided to Ars Technica, it reads, "I'm a special agent with the Drug Enforcement Administration and learned about Bitcoin through my investigation of Silk Road. I have attached a copy of my resume and a scanned copy of my badge and credentials." With that, Frost let him open the account, but still it did not sit right. Even if the guy was law enforcement, Frost wasn't sure he wanted him around. The just-founded startup did not need the headaches of being a launching platform for DEA undercover operations. In the meantime, Force made a couple of large transactions that November, transferring $34,000 and $96,000 worth of Bitcoin into his bank account.
So this guy thought he was so ballsy, so
yes,
sure of himself.
Yes.
That, I can just flash my badge, and this legal compliance department will just let me do whatever it is I want to. After he attempted to defraud them with fake identities.
Yes. Right. Once he had to show his real credentials, he should have just left the account alone.
Right. He should have bailed at that point. But he was so hungry to turn this Bitcoin into cash as quickly as he could that his greed got the best of him, and now he's in prison. There's more to the story, though, and this is the first time that I've heard this story. We'll continue here, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us on Free Talk Live. Take it.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with a Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're at New Hampshire Hemp Fest, the pre-edition. New Hampshire Hemp Fest Eve is where we are right now. We're in the upstairs media room at Rogers Campground in the beautiful northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. We can't see the vistas right now because it's dark outside, but tomorrow we will definitely get our fill of them because they are fantastic and it's beautiful here. And we're expecting, they're expecting a few thousand folks here this weekend. Who knows who's actually going to show up? We won't know until that starts to happen. But so far, the crew on the ground is setting up tents. I can hear hammering going on right now, so it sounds like they're going to be working through the night out there to get the stage put up. And various different tents and food vendors were arriving today. So we're going to continue to tell you more about Hemp Fest, and we'll talk to some of the interesting personalities that we meet here throughout the weekend. We're going to be live tomorrow night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights here at New Hampshire Hemp Fest. So be sure to continue to join us. And, of course, you can always join us on the phones, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. One of the things we'll be doing is a Liberty Outreach booth, which will feature Bitcoin. And, of course, you know, people in the HempFest circles need to know about Bitcoin if they don't yet. You can learn more about it by going to Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or even engage with the community on our Bitcoin forum. And you can find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's your source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin.com. In fact, that's what we're discussing right now on the air with Daryl sharing with us a story from ArsTechnica.com about the story behind this DEA agent, Karl Mark Force IV, who was caught for stealing from Ross Ulbricht, who was the proprietor of the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace on Tor, which is an anonymizing system for the internet, supposedly. Anyway, Ross is in prison now for the rest of his life, but Karl Mark Force is also in prison, not for the rest of his life, but for a period of years.
About six, I believe.
Something like that. And yeah, I don't know, what's the federal get out early
85%.
Rate? 85%. So, yeah, he'll be in there for a few years at the very least, and he did not comment for this story, but it's interesting because we're learning about how he ended up getting caught. He extorted 1,200 bitcoins from Ross Ulbricht, about $700,000 worth today, according to the story. He extorted that money from him and then took that those bitcoins and tried to cash them out via a online exchange called Bitstamp, but he tried to use a fake ID in order to register the account.
A government fake ID.
Right. And then the attorney for Bitstamp took notice of this.
General counsel.
That's generally an attorney, right?
Kind of. It's, you know, slightly different as far as, like, the paperwork sort of thing goes. But, yeah, so, you know, like, a legal counsel for Bitstamp.
He confronted the Karl Force, and Force then revealed his real identity, flashed a badge, and thought he was good to go.
And his resume.
Right, and he thought he was good to go, but not so.
Right, and so he did cash out $34,000 and then $96,000 worth of Bitcoin. Bitstamp allowed those withdrawals, but Frost, that's George Frost, the legal counsel for Bitstamp, continued to be suspicious. DEA credentials or not, Force's behavior was weird. Frost contacted FinCEN, a bureau of the Treasury Department that collects financial data to uncover possible crimes. The contact at FinCEN was Sean Bridges, a Secret Service agent who
you've got to be
Frost
kidding.
Had worked with previously. I wish I were. Sean Bridges, of course, the dirty Secret Service guy that
who also got caught in the same investigation.
Yes, and he did not know at the time that he was extorting money from Ulbricht that Force was also extorting money.
Wow.
Frost recalled, Bridges was a smart guy and seemed very conscientious. Bridges told Frost that he would refer the case to the Department of Justice's Public Integrity Section, the division that deals with public corruption, but nothing seemed to happen after that. Meanwhile, Force kept moving his assets out of Bitcoin. In December 2013, he paid off his mortgage in full that had an outstanding balance of about $130,000.
Sweet.
In April of 2014, 6 months after Ulbricht's arrest, Force made another big withdrawal. This time he retrieved $80,000. Bitstamp employees went back and looked at Force's IP address. They had all connected via Tor, the aforementioned anonymizing network of web browsers, to surf the internet seemingly undetected. Frost said, sometimes there's a good reason for using Tor, but for us it's a big red flag. Note, Bitstamp no longer allows Tor connections. Force said he used Tor's privacy and, or rather Tor for privacy, and did not want the NSA looking over his shoulder. Frost said,
is this what he told Bitstamp? Because
he
didn't respond to an interview request, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Frost said it looked fishy, but the withdrawal was allowed. April 28th, 2014, Force tried a fourth withdrawal, his biggest yet, trying to move more than $200,000 in Bitcoin. this time.
Yeah, Bitstamp was going to be in the middle of a Iran-Contra thing at best, and at worst you had a dirty government employee.
This time Frost decided to freeze the account until he could get better answers. He had already contacted federal authorities about the agent's behavior, but nothing seemed to be happening. On May 1st, the attorney tried another route. Frost had a previously scheduled meeting with someone whose eyes would not roll back when he mentioned Bitcoin, Catherine Hahn, an assistant U.S. attorney in San Francisco. She was the Department of Justice's first digital currency coordinator. Also at the meeting was Tigran Gambaryan, a 28-year-old special agent with the IRS in Oakland. After the meeting, Frost was blunt about his suspicions of force. Quote, I'm an old reporter and I really smell a rat. Hahn asked what was up. It had been a long meeting. Frost explained, for one thing, he's using his undercover name and undercover credentials. That was a bit weird, but most likely a sign of sloppy undercover work, not criminality, and assigning agents to investigate other agents was not a decision to be made lightly. To Hahn, it seemed thin, and she said as much. Still, she told Frost to send on what he had. Gambaryan was interested, too. The Oakland-based agent was deeply interested in tech in general and Bitcoin in particular. He'd relished the stories of his colleagues who'd worked on the Silk Road case, including fellow IRS agent Gary Alford, who famously was the first to identify Albrecht through a little Google foo.
What they're referring to there is they found who Ross Ulbricht was by looking back before the Silk Road made it sort of publicly, that they found posts by Ross promoting the idea of the Silk Road, basically, as I remember.
Yep. And using an email address that he also used on the Silk Road.
Something like that, yeah. So they drew, you know, some connections and they were able to figure it out.
But real police work.
Yeah, except it was an IRS special agent who...
But it was, I mean, yeah. You know, like, this is the... We always talk on Free Talk Live, hey, cops, do some police work. This one did. I'd like to give him accolades when he did.
Well, but he didn't do a good thing because he brought down the Silk Road, which was a place where people could peacefully trade things, and it's sad.
It, at the very least, it was illegal, if not, you know, good.
Gambaryan also knew about the tensions between Silk Road investigator teams in Baltimore and New York. But the sudden aside of Frost after the meeting raised the prospect that something more sinister than agency rivalry was going on. It was a distant possibility, but still, why Gambaryan thought was anyone involved in the Silk Road case trying to cash out large quantities of Bitcoin? Hahn and Gambaryan were on the fence about the value of investigating at all, but the very next day, Frost did something that made an investigation all but inevitable.
Oh, boy. All right. What do you do
now?
What
was it?
Frost asked in an email to Bitstamp's customer service, could you please delete my transaction history to date? It's it's cumbersome to go through records back to November 2013 for my accountant.
Oh, my.
The request put Frost on high alert.
Hold on. We're going to continue the story here in moments, and you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450 for your comments on the Silk Road or whatever you want to discuss. You can still take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. We're live from New Hampshire Hemp Fest 2016.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments.
Cortisone. Multiple cream. Antibiotic. Spray.
Multiple prescriptions.
Steroid injections.
Spray. The sharp antibiotic.
Steroid cream.
No results.
It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to take care of him and to give him the nutrition he needed.
A nutritional supplement like Dynavite.
To be the healthy, happy dog he is today.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Put some nutrition in your dog. The vet that I trust recommended Dynavite. The dog I have today, because of Dynavite, has a sparkle in his eye, a lush coat, healthy skin.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life.
Dynavite will make your dog a happy dog.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We've got just a few moments remaining in this New Hampshire Hempfest Eve edition of the show. We begin the real Hempfest coverage tomorrow night. Actually, it was really enjoyed having Rick Nye, one of the organizers, on. He's always got something to say, that's for sure. But we're going to be talking to all kinds of other interesting folks here this weekend. I know for a fact we're going to get Joe LaChance in here. He's the new member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. We'll talk about a cop who actually did something right. He's no longer a cop, but he's joined LEAP, and that means he's speaking out against prohibition. So I'm going to have him on here probably for a few segments, and we'll have him tell his story, which I suspect will be pretty interesting. Now, Daryl, the story you've been sharing from Ars Technica, it goes on. We've just finished the first third of it. We're not going to have time to...
We actually finished about the first third of the first page of three.
Okay, then.
There's one thing that I do want to mention where we did get to the point where the investigation into Karl Marktforce began. And
the corrupt DEA agent from the Silk Road case.
The investigator from San Francisco recalls speaking to him and Force asking, "What is a federal prosecutor in San Francisco doing investigating anything in Baltimore? How do you have jurisdiction here?" That set off more alarm bells because he was starting to get defensive.
Sure.
Oh, yes, this guy. So this has been posted on the Facebook page.
On the Free Talk Live Facebook page and Twitter. Yeah. So, yeah, check that out. I definitely want to check it out because I have yet to actually read this story, and I think it's fascinating. I wish we had more time for it. But we've got to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Mark, pick one of our patient callers there.
Eddie in Oklahoma.
We'll bring up Eddie here. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
All right. I'm really glad Mark's there today because I'd really love his opinion on this story that I just found. Now, apparently there's a GoFundMe going right now. Here in Oklahoma, everybody's heard of Muskogee. Well, over in Muskogee, there's a Muskogee atheist community, apparently. And they tried to give a $100 donation in honor of the atheist community to a religious, Methodist or Baptist. Anyway, it's an Indian children's home. It's religious in nature, ran by, one of the church.
The American Baptist Churches Association.
Is that it?
I've got the GoFundMe pulled up right now.
Okay, yeah, and is it still at $19,350?
Yes, it is. Of their $1,000 goal, and they've still got some time to go, apparently.
Okay, I'm confused. Wait a minute. The atheists gave a donation to a religious group?
No, well, they tried to, but but the church said no, thank you. We don't want it from people that don't believe in God.
Huh. Interesting.
They can't start beliefs. Wow. So it's against their beliefs to take
money. That's ridiculous.
But it's not against their beliefs to say, forget helping these children. But
They must have plenty of money. I mean, if you can turn away a donation, then you must be doing just fine. Why are they even asking for money in the first place then?
Right. Well, apparently the guy said, "Okay, how about we'll up it to $250?" And they said, "No, I'm sorry, it's against our principles."
Wow.
Well, he put up the GoFundMe page, and that thing's only been up 2 days. In fact, I shared it about 2 hours ago. And 2 hours ago, it was just over 17,000. I found another story from a local news station, and apparently they've been updating it, and he said that he's going to give them till 7 o'clock tonight, which here it's 9 o'clock, almost a few minutes from nine now, and I haven't found an update on whether they did it, but he said if they don't answer and accept by 7 o'clock tonight, he's going to go ahead and give it to another, a place called Camp Quest, I believe it is. I haven't heard of it. That's a
secular
or non-religious.
You keep shopping around a few thousand dollars, somebody's going to
take it. There's a not-for-profit in Muskogee that will take that money.
Wow. I mean, this is just so sad. Look, we're all ministers here on the show, the Shire Free Church. I used to be an atheist.
Me too.
And it would seem to me that if you are a religious person, you would want to welcome an atheist. You would want to welcome the atheist and, you know, if they want to give money to your organization, to accept it with gratitude. Wow. You're actually attracting atheists to give money to your church project? That's pretty impressive, because normally you would think the atheist would be the one who would refuse to interact with the church, but in this case, it's the church refusing to interact with the atheist, and it's like, look, aren't you supposed to be spreading the word of whatever your religion is? I think you said it was a Christian
Baptist
church.
Right, so the charity here is the Murrow Indian Children's Home, and that is run by the American Baptist Churches Association.
Right. Shouldn't the Baptist Churches Association be interested in spreading baptisms?
But wouldn't they think that, God had sent them these atheists?
What an opportunity.
Doesn't God use atheists?
It's ridiculous.
Maybe it's a test. Maybe they're testing their faith. But I was hoping, I'm sure Mark's got a good opinion of this. I just love when he goes off, because everything he says, religious-wise, just seems to hit it with me.
I think they're dead wrong. I mean, it's obvious to me that they, they've lost their way. The idea that this gift comes that they can do some good with, and they choose not to use it is ridiculous.
Hold on, I'm actually formulating a thought in my head of how the American Baptist Churches Association will turn this into. God was tempting us. We turned down the atheist money, and God blessed us with $19,350.
But that's atheist community. But wait a minute. That's the fundraiser that the atheists put up.
to give to the children's home.
But they're still not going
to
take it.
As long as the name is connected, now God has spoken to us, and God wants us to take this money now.
Well, likely they can appeal to donors and say, hey, look, we got some bad press here. Though, no, God, we were tempted with terrible, dirty atheist money, and it was as much as $20,000. We want to show the atheists that the religious community can come up with so much more. We're asking for $100,000 to show Satan exactly how good God is. That's how this will go.
Now, Mark, you're pretty well versed in the Bible. Can you flip the script over? And, like, I know you just did, but is there any, let's say, close to what they could call scripture or factual thing that they're going by to rationalize this as to why they're doing it, besides the, well, you know, like what you just said?
Well, there's a scripture that says that you shall not be yoked with unbelievers. And now, I don't think there were very many atheists running around at that time, or at least they weren't taken. They kept their mouths shut. They knew enough to keep their mouths shut. A yoke is a wooden device that puts two cows together. It's for oxen. And so you wouldn't want to be tied to a person who's an unbeliever is the idea. I believe this mostly means business partnerships and marriage.
But also you have to remember that Jesus hung out with whores and thieves. So if the claim is we can't, you know, associate with atheists because Jesus, well, you're not really acting very Jesus-like, are you?
Right.
No. Well, I think they're dead wrong on this, personally.
They weren't trying to give him money or support him. They were just, you know, sucking on the tit of the church, I'm sure.
Eddie, thanks for calling and bringing this up. It's an interesting story, and so just, I think, particularly outrageous for a Christian religion to be just ignoring atheists and acting as though they're bad people and not reaching out to them and not accepting them and not having a conversation, not even having, you know, they could have sat down with them and thanked them and shown them how gracious they were and how Christ-like they were, but they're not even close, not even close to Jesus Christ in this instance. Let's continue here. Who do we have here?
Dave in New Jersey.
Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm actually Dave in New Hampshire, but I have an update with regard to this federal land grab that's going on in New Hampshire.
Now, what is this, a federal land grab? Is this for the pipeline thing?
No, this is the attempt at expanding at least one of the wildlife refuges. I guess they're run by U.S. Fish and Game.
Because of the mollusk.
Maybe. The Silvio Oconte is the one in your area, but there may be more that they're going to try to expand. There's one up in the Errol area in northern New Hampshire called the Umbagog. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Umbagog Wildlife Preserve or something like that. And a guy who lives in that area, I think he lives in Errol, his name is Robert Lord. And he has been spreading stories about the crazy things that you're not allowed to do, or the very normal things you're not allowed to do on these refuges. And to give us a sense of how much freedom we'll lose in these areas that the feds buy with the money they don't have. But he says that...
So they're taking from eminent... They're using eminent domain to steal people's land for this?
I don't think they're going to do that at first, at least.
All right. I wish we had more time for this, Dave. I presume you're reporting on this over at RidleyReport.com. We'll send our listeners there to get the latest from you directly. Thank you for the call tonight. We're here live from HempFest, and it officially kicks off tomorrow, so we'll be joining you again then.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.